I don't know why I didn't try the Lord many years ago. It would have saved me so much misery. My foolish mind couldn't find what it was really looking for. Now it's a good life living for the Lord.
It's a Good Life, a program brought to you by Lewis Woodard Ministries of Fruitland Park, Florida. I'm your speaker, Lewis Woodard. Let me invite you to stay with me for these next few minutes for Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. Why? Because it's a good life. Thank you for joining me once again for It's a Good Life. Today we're going to start a study, and we're not going to finish the entire study today. I would encourage you to tune in next week at this same time as we will continue the study. Now today I would like for us to look at the subject of homosexuality. Now I realize this is a touchy subject, and some people believe that there's a gray area involved here with homosexuality. Some people are afraid to even mention the word. But there are no gray areas in the Word of God. The Word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword. And when it is brought in and we're shown the things in our lives that shouldn't be there, it's like a sword. It starts cutting. And the Word of God wants us to realize today that there is a biblical perspective concerning homosexuality. Well, homosexuality, what does the Bible teach? Homosexuality is contrary to God's original plan for a man and woman. It's a serious deviation from what God originally designed and established for the good of mankind. And as the Lord Jesus himself said from the beginning, it was not so, Matthew chapter 19. Homosexuality is a violation of what marriage is according to the Bible. The marriage partner must be the opposite sex. Throughout the Bible, in both the Old and New Testaments, homosexuality is strongly condemned by the living God. Now, if you do not believe the Word of God, then you're not going to believe what I tell you as we look into the Word of God today. A person, first of all, needs to be saved and know that they're on their way to heaven. They need to trust Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Now, the Bible says that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. That means anyone in this world. There's no excuse for a person dying and going to hell. Well, if you don't believe the Bible, then you're not going to believe what we're about to look at that comes directly from the Word of God. Well, let's look at some passages where homosexuality is mentioned in the Bible. First, we see the sin of sodomy. In Genesis chapter 18 and verse 20, it says, "And the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous." If you read the Bible, you know the story and the account of Sodom and Gomorrah. Well, let's read more. In verse 4 through 9 of Genesis 19, it says, "But before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house round, both old and young, all the people from every quarter. And they called unto Lot and said unto him, Where are the men which came into thee this night? Bring them out unto us that we may know them." And this means in a sexual way. Verse 6 continues by saying, "And Lot went out at the door unto them and shut the door after him and said, I pray you, brethren, do not so wickedly. Behold now, I have two daughters which have not known man. Let me, I pray you, bring them out unto you and do ye to them as is good in your eyes. Only unto these men do nothing. For therefore came they under the shadow of my roof. And they said, Stand back. And they said again, This one fellow came into sojourn, and he will needs be a judge now. Will we deal worse with thee than with them? And they pressed sore upon the man, even Lot, and came near to break the door." Now the new version, quote unquote, the new perversion that the homosexual community has come up with is called the Queen James Bible. Queen James, not the King James that I use, but the Queen James. They've turned things around. They say that this account that I've just read to you in Genesis 19 is not an account of a homosexual trying to get to these men as such. They will admit that these are homosexuals that want to rape someone. And they say that is what is wrong here. But the Bible teaches me that anything that is contrary to the Word of God is wrong. The Bible, if we look at it and don't look at it as a fairy tale, then we're going to admit that the sin of sodomy is wrong in the sight of God. And we're going to look further into this. And I'd like for us to look at some important observations here. God's evaluation of the enormity and weightiness of the sin of Sodom. In Genesis 18:20, it says, "And the Lord said, their sin is very grievous." In other words, it's very heavy. It's really bad, according to what God said. And also see that the Sodomites, thinking the two angels were men, lusted after them. "Bring them out unto us, that we may know them sexually," is what they're saying in chapter 19 and verse 5 of Genesis. And then the Sodomites were not interested in women, according to Genesis chapter 19, verses 8 through 9. Even Lot's offer of his own daughters could not satisfy the unnatural desires of the perverts. And then I also see that this terrible and dreadful sin was repeated in the land of Israel during the period of the judges, when every man did that which was right in his own eyes, Judges chapter 19. We'll also see that judgment came to these people in Sodom. The Sodomite men were struck with blindness, according to verse 11 of Genesis 19. And their city was burned by fire, Genesis 19, 28 through 29. Well, the pride and prosperity and abundance of idleness, and as we look at this, the idleness and such things most often lead to moral looseness and lewd immorality. Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 49 says, "Behold, this was the iniquity of thy sister Sodom. Pride, fullness of bread, and abundance of idleness was in her and in her daughters, neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and needy." And folks, that's where our country is right now. We are swelled up with pride. There's no one like us in the world. We better get that out of our minds, because we're simply human beings like everybody else. Fullness of bread, that verse says in Ezekiel 16:49. Fullness of bread, we have no need of nothing. We're full, we're very prosperous. That's our country's attitude today. And it also goes on there saying the abundance of idleness. We've got too much time on our hands, according to what we see and we look around. Everyone has an iPhone stuck to their ear. Everyone has a tablet that they're looking at. The social networks are crowded with individuals, millions of people, who have too much time on their hands. Too much time to read the Bible? I think not. People need to take the time to read the Word of God, and we wouldn't have so much confusion as homosexuality in this country. I also see that the sin of the Sodomites is mentioned twice in the New Testament as warning to those who should live ungodly today. 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 6. "And turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly." God says what they did was ungodly. God said their lifestyle was ungodly. Jude 1:7 says, "Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire." Now, we're sometimes told that the sin of the Sodomites was not homosexuality, and I've mentioned this earlier, but it was homosexual rape, according to some. Well, those who justify homosexuality try to argue that it is not wrong for a man to engage in sex with a man, but it is wrong for a man to force himself upon another man who is not consenting. Well, does God allow consensual homosexuality? Consensual means by mutual consent. Is it permissible and lawful for a man to engage in sex with another man? Consider this next point that I would give you. Homosexuality, according to the Bible, Leviticus 18:22, is shameful. It says, "Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind." It is abomination. Homosexuality is an abomination. It's shameful, according to that verse. For a man to lie sexually with another man, or a woman to lie with another woman, is here strongly forbidden. In the following verse, in verse 23 of Leviticus 18, bestiality is forbidden because it is a perversion. Now, these were the very sins being practiced by the heathen in the land of Palestine, according to Leviticus chapter 18. Verse 22 of that verse that we've read, it says, thou shalt not. This is the strongest way in the Hebrew language to tell a person not to do something. This is the same formula found in many of the Ten Commandments. It's an absolute prohibition, and it could be translated like this, thou shalt never. Literally, the verse says, thou shalt not, never, lie with a male as one lies with a female. That is, in a sexual way. Well, what does God think about homosexuality? The verse says, it is an abomination. This means that it is detestable, loathsome, repulsive, and heinous. It is one of the strongest words to describe God's hatred of something. It is a stench in God's nostrils, like the smell of vomit. It is something that is disgusting, nauseating, revolting, and sickening to God. The reason it is an abomination is that it is so contrary to what God has designed and established for the good of mankind. You don't agree? Take it up with God. Now, to understand more fully the seriousness of the sin of homosexuality and others like it, let's read Leviticus 18, 24 through 30. There the Bible says, defile not ye yourselves in any of these things, for in all these the nations are defiled, which I cast out before you, and the land is defiled. Therefore I do visit the iniquity thereof upon it, and the land itself vomiteth out her inhabitants. Ye shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, and shall not commit any of these abominations, neither any of your own nation, nor any stranger that sojourneth among you. For all these abominations have the men of the land done, which were before you, and the land is defiled. That the land spew not you out also when you defile it, as it spewed out the nations that were before you. For whosoever shall commit any of these abominations, even the souls that commit them shall be cut off from among their people. Therefore shall ye keep mine ordinance, that ye commit not any one of these abominable customs which were committed before you, and that ye defile not yourselves therein. I am the Lord your God. It's these very acts that defile the land, according to verses 24 and 25 we just read. Because of these abominable practices, God removed or vomited out certain nations from the land of Palestine, verses 27 and 28. God warned his people that if they should practice any of these abominations, they would be cut off from among the people, verse 29. Now, my question to you today is, do you know Jesus is your Savior? Anyone can be saved if they will simply call upon the name of the Lord. If you are willing to turn from your sin, let God take that sin. Let him make you a new creature in Christ Jesus. Ask Jesus into your heart right now, and he'll save you. And I encourage you to listen further next week as we continue this study about a biblical perspective of homosexuality.
You've been listening to It's a Good Life Radio. To request a free transcript of this program, you can write to Dr. Woodard at 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Visit our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We know you will be blessed. This program is listener supported. Support your local church first. Any gifts to support this ministry can be sent to LRWM at 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Until next time, this is Doug Anderson reminding you, it's a good life living for the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.